Like, what happens when you fight for the thing every day until you have it or until you're destroyed by the pursuit of it? Jose? What happens? And I've noticed that most of us fear being destroyed by the pursuit of the thing we want. You know how you hear something and it just like hits you? Like it hit me and I was like, ooh. And so I made a post talking about it, Jose. Right, you know me, you know the way we do on this show. We talk about stocks, we talk about everything, right? And you asked me what my big win was, and my big win was predicated to this. So I wrote down something that says, uncommon faith. The ability to increase your faith in God when doors close, setbacks occur, and nothing is going as you thought. But his presence is anchored to your life, so you trust blindly, and that keeps you calm. That is uncommon faith. And the reason why I came up with that after her statement was, we've all understood the idea of faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. But what happens when you have faith the size of an avocado? What happens when you have faith the size of a car? What happens when you have faith the size of the Empire State Building? So it's already there. Right? So what if we go beyond the mustard seed and we go to the uncommon? Right? Because what we know is that most people, they have faith until adversity knocks on the door. Right? We know that. Right? Right? We know that most people have faith. And I'm not, no matter what the way of life or what the walk of life is, we understand that most people have faith when things are going their way. Right? What happens when you have faith regardless of the situation, because you have faith not in just the situation, but you have faith in the power above? Right? What happens when you have faith, enough faith that says, yea, though he slay me, yet I still prosper? Right? What happens when you have the faith that says, blindly, whatever I go through is still working in my favor? Right? And I know this is a financial show. Right? I know that we talk about finances, but I've always been firm on talking about my belief in God, because I know that it wasn't me that got me through those shootouts. You know, Nip said something that I love. It's one of the most profound things he said. He said, I can't remember exactly what he said. He said, the whole while I thought it was chess moves, but it was God. In so many words. I can't remember the exact line, right? And I think about that. It wasn't me that got me found not guilty. Right? It wasn't me. It wasn't my lawyer. It was God working through my lawyer. It was God working through the jurors. It was God making them not look at the weed sitting in the gun, sitting in the pill, sitting on that, right? When I got stabbed in the back in prison, that wasn't me. That was God's grace that moved the knife over a little bit so it didn't hit the artery of my spine, right? It wasn't me when I got shot in the leg that it didn't hit a major artery. Two times, through and through, it didn't hit a major artery, but it was real close to it. It wasn't me, right? So at some point, we got to go through our life and say that we gotta be steady in the storm. Now, the storm looks different to everyone depending on the position you are in life. Right? So the storm looks different to everyone depending on the position that we are in life. I wrote down a quote today, Jose, because, you know, I always be thinking and I always want to give us words and trapping Tuesdays that we can just sit on. And I wrote this down, Jose. You fight for what you believe in until you have it or until you're destroyed by the pursuit of it. I wrote that down. You fight for what you believe in until you have it or until you're destroyed by the pursuit of it. Right? So for me, when we talk about steadying in the storm, and I'm not going to lie, that's something I got from Jakes. Right? That's one of my favorite sermons from him. Steady in the storm. Because I'm inspired by so many different people. And I want to ask us this question. What is the thing that we say we want, but we only fight for it when it's convenient? Right? Like, what is the thing that we say we really want out of life, but we only fight for it when it's convenient? We only fight for it when we're not tired. We only fight for it when we get a raise. We only fight for it when we get the extra money. We only fight for it when we're full. We already fight for it when we're around certain people. We only fight for it in the right environment. We only fight for it if the stock market doing good. We only fight for it if the job gave us a raise. We only fight for it if I'm in close to my loved ones. Like, I only fight for it if I'm smoking weed. If I only fight for it when I drink some alcohol. I only fight for it when life reminds me that I haven't fought for it and I get this little burst of energy. Like, what happens when you fight for the thing every day until you have it or until you're destroyed by the pursuit of it? Jose? What happens? And I've noticed that most of us fear being destroyed by the pursuit of the thing we want. We don't. So what happens is we live a life of mediocre comforts. We live a life of mediocre comforts, meaning we settle for things and say, well, since this is the best I'll get, I'll make my home here. We make the pit a permanent palace. We make the pit a permanent palace. Instead of saying, I'm in the pit, that's cool, but I know he got plans for my life. Like Jose, like Joseph, when he got thrown in the pit by his loved ones, when he got thrown in the pit by the people he told his dream to, he got thrown in the pit by the people he thought he found security in. In any other situation, for a lot of people, that whole dynamic was enough for you to say, my life is over. That's a woe is me moment. 75% of the people in the world get in that moment and say, life is over. I have nothing. My brothers disobeyed me. My cousin let me down. My mama ain't come out. My daddy should have never gave me this coat. My daddy should have never gave me the coat to make my brothers envy me. My brothers down bad for envying me for everything I did for them. Instead of saying, this is working in my favor. What happens when you die in the pursuit of the thing you say you want? So for me, I'll be honest. For me, I came up with this term, and Neo texted me, and he always say it now, mentally unemployable. And I remember when I came up with that term, bruh, And it wasn't because that I looked down on a job. It wasn't because, Jose, that I feel that everybody needs to be entrepreneurs. It wasn't that. It's because I understood, for me personally, once I tasted my freedom, going back to work for somebody was prison. Now, that ain't everybody's situation. Remember what we said? Consequences and repercussions look different depending on the position you at in life. So for somebody, being on a great job isn't a consequence. The consequence is getting fired from that job. Cruelty is getting fired from that job. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that is a part of their personal financial DNA. That's okay. But for me, I understood, Jose, that I would rather be destroyed in the pursuit of the thing that I deemed as freedom. I would rather be destroyed chasing the thing, or going after the thing, or seeking to acquire the thing, or seeking to take ownership of the thing that I felt would be essential, Jose, in setting me free. Because freedom looks different to everyone. Prosperity looks different to everyone. Financial independence looks different to everyone. But no matter where we at on a journey, we got to be steady in the storm. What does the storm look like, Jose? Well, for me, let's talk about it. The storm looked like my cousin moving here and me having to make sure he was straight, because I didn't even have everything straight. But since I got him here now, I now got to take care of three households, because I got him here and he ain't got steady ground under his feet. But business ain't going right. But I can't say, cuz, go back home, because I just made him uproot everything to come out here. I got to be steady in the storm. Financially, I was going through hell, but I ain't let cuz feel it. Cuz, did you feel it? I couldn't let him feel it. I had to show up and tell cuz, hey, cuz, we're going to be all right, cuz, yeah. I still got you over there. Man, keep building these racks out, cuz. Steady in the storm. I was building my business with somebody who I thought was going to be with me to the end. But life happened. She decided she wanted to go a different route. Guess what? I knew nothing about my business. All I knew how to do was the front end. She did all the back end. So when she left, I had to do what? Figure it out. Guess what? Business was in shambles. Steady in the storm. Because I would rather be destroyed in the pursuit of the thing that I said will set me free than to have settled for mediocre comforts. The problem is when the storm comes, we are ill prepared emotionally and with the tools that's going to help us prosper during the storm. Okay, let me get a little biblical again right here, Jose. Jesus on a boat. While he was on the boat, before the boat hit the water, he told everybody on the boat, this is where we going. This is where we going to end up. Now, mind you, nobody on the boat worked as hard as Jesus did. Nobody on the boat. As a matter of fact, if we being 100% real, everybody on the boat Everybody on a boat had their chest out because of Jesus. Because when you around power, you think that you got the power. When you around power, you take on a perspective that you got power. God, if I'm saying this wrong, please make me take it myself. Don't even judge nobody else. It's me. It's my interpretation. When you around power, people start puffing their chest out like they got it because they're in the presence of it. And when you're in the presence of it so long, you start disregarding how powerful that said person is. You start thinking, this person ain't this. This me. I'm doing this, until we can confront it with a situation. And then you say, hey, hold up. Hey, big dog, wake up. There's a storm. I don't know how to handle this. But I told y'all before. Now Jesus get up. He don't get up mad at the storm. He don't get up mad at the storm. He don't get up like, man, where did this storm come from? What happened right here? He get up like, hey, peace be still. Hey, what you doing, bro? We done been through, what is you panicking for? Oh, ye a little faith? You feel me? Like, bro, I told you before we got on the boat where we was going at. Stop trying to, but if you're going to believe in what we doing. Ooh, Jose, this is it. Watch this, Jose. Most of us will pray for something. And then in the midst of it, we don't let go of what we pray for. But because it's not going our way, we try to take control and we relinquish control from the person or the vessel who we asked for the instructions in the beginning. We ain't steady in the storm. He wasn't mad at the storm. As a matter of fact, it don't say it. It don't say it. But just in my mind, he knew the storm was coming anyway. As a matter of fact, I've read something before that said when we go through things, God either puts it in our way, lets us go through it, or okays it. I'm not a preacher, fam. I just be reading and I be trying to get my own. Of course, y'all know I ain't a preacher. Like, but I ain't the most religious person. But I be reading because stories help me navigate my life. And I base my life off of stories that I read, whether in the Bible or the Quran or in other religious books, because it gives me context on how to navigate my life. So I'm saying that I would rather be destroyed by the storm before I question being on a boat with the person who I know could get me through it. Before I go wake that man up, this thing gonna sink. Before I go tap the door. Hey, get up, big homie. There's a storm brewing. Before I go tap. Now listen, I'm not comparing myself to none of them people. But here's what I do know. Before I go tap the door, I got uncommon faith. So what that means is, even in a storm, I'm going to go down with the ship.